It's National Game and Puzzle Week, and that has Shelley Fraser Mickle remembering a family enigma.
When I was 10, my great uncle Lewis and I found in his attic a jigsaw puzzle to pass a rainy afternoon. By nightfall, we had the top and sides done, but the middle, which was the picture of a cat wearing a pair of pajamas, was as empty as a schoolroom on Saturday. Apparently, the puzzle box had fallen open in the attic and the missing pieces had trickled between the walls. By midnight, Uncle Lewis was still up in the attic lowering fishing line down between the dining room studs in hopes of hooking the cat's left eye. It is said that puzzles were invented as brain teasers, things to keep us awake and occupied and to exercise our brains, sort of like stairmasters for gray matter. But my great-aunt Betty, who was married to my great-uncle Lewis, said that she didn't want anything else messing with Uncle Lewis's brain. Now, the history is that the first U.S. crossword puzzle appeared December 21, 1913, in a paper called the New York World. Before that, the first puzzles began in London in the 19th century and were printed in newspapers as diversions for children. I wish Uncle Lewis could have thought of them as just that, as diversions and nothing else. Because after the night he spent fishing for the cat's eye in the attic, Aunt Betty banned puzzles from her house forever, so nobody's really sure how the Rubik's Cube got in. For weeks we heard the click, click, click of the Rubik's Cube turning as Uncle Lewis tried to sort out the numbers. Sooner or later he became convinced that he'd bought a bum cube, and he'd go out and get another. Pretty soon he was holed up in the guest room with 332 Rubik's Cubes. It was Aunt Betty's mental health we were worried about. I was sure she'd sneak into the guest room with a baseball bat and put a serious end to all the Rubik's Cubes, if not to Uncle Lewis himself. But instead, she threw all 332 of the cubes down between the studs of the dining room walls, where to this day they sit, providing wonderful insulation and surrounding us during holiday dinners. Among them is the perfect cube and the cat's eye, Uncle Lewis is sure. But Aunt Betty is quick to point out he's leaving them to posterity.
Some of Shelley Fraser Mickle's public radio commentaries have been collected in the book The Kids Are Gone, The Dog's Depressed, and Mom's on the Loose.